Hello everyone, you're very welcome along on this latest audio walk from Open Country with me, Tom. On today's audio walk, we're celebrating the launch of Open Country's new Leeds Break Free Packs. These are accessible trails in the Leeds district. We've got one pack available for the north and west of Leeds and one pack available for the south and east. In each pack, there's 12 wonderfully accessible trails for all the family to go out and enjoy the wonderful countryside around the city. So today I thought I'd take the opportunity to come out and try one of these trails out. So I've come to Oakwell Hall Country Park, which is one of the cards in our South East Leeds Break Free Pack. It's a wonderful place, not just historically for the hall that sits at the heart of the park, but also the wonderful wildlife and natural aspects that surround the hall as well. So, as always, let's put our best foot forward and go and explore this wonderfully accessible site and see what it has to offer. Bear with me a minute, because I'm just in a standoff with a squirrel. It's one of those moments in the wildlife world where it's whoever blinks first, moves first. And there it goes, scuttling along the path in front of me, twitching its tail as it goes. Our first wildlife encounter of this audio walk. You join me on quite a brisk, chilly, blustery day today here at Oakwell Country Park. Autumn has very much turned into winter now, and the bare skeletal trees surround me in this area of the park, which is known as Nova Wood. I'll give you a bit more information about the park as we go round and see the various different sites, but basically, it's an Elizabethan hall that sits at the centre of the park, and around it areas of grassland, woodland, ponds, dry stone walls, and all things nature-friendly. So hopefully the squirrel won't be the first and last element of wildlife that we spot on this audio walk today. So as I say, I've made my way down from the car park just next to the hall. We'll come back to the hall in a little while. And I've headed into this area of deciduous woodland known as Nova Wood. There's a jackdaw just swooping into one of the trees in front of me. It really is a lovely sight seeing these very winter-looking trees lining the hillside in front of me and these paths that are lined with logs. They're also encrusted with various different funguses. Funguses? Fungi is probably the better term, isn't it? Let's be correct. So let's make our way up this path deeper into the wood and see what else we can find as we explore Oakwell Hall Country Park. I'm just looking up into, I suppose, what you would call the canopy, although there aren't very many leaves left to really call it a canopy. It's just a sea of twigs. I'm surrounded in this section of the wood by silver birch trees. And if you've listened to a few of these audio walks in the past, you'll know that these are my favourite sort of tree of all time. I just love the crusty, silvery white bark and the beautiful small leaves that turn a lovely russet yellow in the autumn. As I say, there's no leaves left on these now, but as I look up, because the breeze is catching the top of them, they're just swirling in very hypnotic fashion. It's absolutely beautiful. It just goes to show that you don't need these really rare wildlife sights to enjoy the countryside. You can take solace and awe in just little moments of looking up in a woodland during blustery weather conditions. It might not be a rare sight, but it's just as spectacular in my eyes. We've made our way out of the top end of the wood now, and we've reached quite a brilliant vantage point, actually, with the leaves disappearing on the trees. It gives a wonderful view across the valley here from the top end of Oakwell Hall Country Park. As I look across the tops of the trees, you can just make out the town of Birstall just on the other side of the valley. And beyond that, poking up from the top of the very far horizon, is the outline of Castle Hill over at Huddersfield. So you do really have a wonderful view from this point. We're now walking alongside an old railway line which runs, or used to run, between Leeds and Huddersfield. It's now just a mass of trees that have taken hold after the railway line was closed back in the 1960s. And we're going to walk now along a wonderful ridge path alongside one of the banks of this old railway line, underneath a series of gnarly looking oak trees that are bending and twisting at either side of the path. It looks very inviting to wander along and feel like you're in a natural corridor. So we'll make our way down this path and back towards the hall itself at the heart of the park. Just before we head left at this junction and head towards the hall itself, we've just stopped at this old railway bridge. It's now just spanning an empty gorge where the railway would have once run, which is now awash with fallen foliage, brambles and broken down branches of trees. Beyond it, in the background, through the trees, I can just make out the M62, which is quite a distinctive sound that you'll probably hear throughout in the background of this audio walk, with all the commuter traffic rumbling along in between Leeds, Huddersfield, and then beyond over the Pennines towards Rochdale and Manchester and maybe even on to Liverpool. It's strange standing here looking at one old disused commuter line and seeing the new, I'll say new, relatively new, traffic-laden motorway in the background. Maybe with the threat of global warming, things may turn the other way eventually. We'll just have to wait and see. It may be the road that suddenly becomes disused, and the railway line with fresh electric trains is more the favourable option for commuting in between the powerhouse cities of the north. Just walked down the side of a very grand looking wall, and a very old looking wall at that, encrusted with vibrant green mosses and pale textured lichens. As I was walking along it, I thought there must be something interesting at the other side of this, and sure enough, I then rounded the corner to be confronted with the grand facade of Oakwell Hall itself. It's quite a stout, quite austere-looking building in one sense, although at the same time it has a characterful yearning to it. It's blackened Yorkshire stone with little edges of erosion where the cleaner, orangey, yellowy stone underneath the blackened industrial facade is just poking through. It's got these very elegant small windows dotting the front of the house as well, all covered with leaded panes. It is very grand looking in many senses. There's also palm trees at the front as well, which is quite a juxtaposition in terms of the old Yorkshire stone with maybe links to the Caribbean at some point in its history. For fans of literary classics, you may know Oakwell Hall better as Field Head, as it was known in Charlotte Bronte's novel, Shirley. She visited the hall and based that novel on a family that lived here. The hall itself was actually built in 1538, which just gives you context of its age and its grandeur. Today it's used as a museum, which is open to school parties and to members of the public at weekends. It really is a grand feature to kick off the centre of this elegant country park, which I suppose we ought to continue our walk around. We're going to head down a little valley now, along a snaking, winding path, and out towards some more recent industrial history. We've just walked through a rather busy area of the park where it seems like a lot of the general public tend to gravitate to. We just passed an adventure playground and the entrance to the Country Park car park at the southern end of the site. It's lovely to come back into a more peaceful area of woodland where I'm just watching a robin hopping from tree branch to tree branch. Beautiful sight with its red breast just sparkling in the sunshine that's coming through the trees. Also, in this area of woodland, it seems that the sound of the birds is overtaking the hum of the motorway in the background as well, which is lovely to hear. Just next door to where we are now was the old site of Gomersall Colliery. A lot of the towns and cities to the south of Leeds were pit towns back in the day, and Gomersall Colliery was active until the mid-1970s. Just behind the toilet block, which is adjacent to the car park that I've just walked through, there's a lovely reminder of the coal mining industry in the shape of a statue of two men underneath a coal face chipping away with their chisels. Just makes you realise that it must have been quite a treacherous and difficult profession to have. It almost feels worlds away from this beautiful, wooded, peaceful area. The darkness and dinginess of an underground cavern. As above me, a little blue tit scavenges for grubs on a pine tree. My plan now is to complete a bit of a figure of eight route around the country park and head back along the old railway line that we were walking alongside a little bit earlier on. But before I do, I've just deviated from the path slightly to find this metal sculpture that sits at the very northern top edge of the country park. Again, got fantastic views all around of the woodland stretching out towards the town of Birstall in the valley below, and then the hills of South Leeds just beyond that. The sculpture in front of us is known as Fiddlehead and Fern Blades, as it's made to resemble the top of a violin and two fern leaves just twisting together. It's made of steel and reaches quite high into the sky and acts as a vantage point and also an interesting feature at the top of this hill on the landscape here at Oakwell Country Park. It's an interesting little side piece to come and have a look at before we head back along the old railway line path and back towards the hall and the wood from where we started. Throughout this walk, I've seen piles of seed that have been left out for the birds. And there's a case in point just in front of us now, where there's an old tree stump that's got some seed on the top of it, and there's a jay stood on top of the stump having a good feast. Jays are beautiful looking birds. They're within the crow and magpie family. And they're about the size of a magpie, but they're a lovely sort of salmon pink colour with blue and white flecks on the sides of them. Absolutely stunning creatures. Now, two robins, which are a fraction of the size of the jay, have now chased it off and are now gorging on the food that's been left for them. There's also a great tit patiently waiting in a tree just to the right-hand side. It's lovely to see the wildlife in action under the shadow of the thundering lorries going past on the M62 on my left-hand side. Just before we conclude our figure of eight and this lovely walk around Oakwell Country Park, I've made a slight detour into the hall's formal gardens, and I'm taking this opportunity to just sit on a bench and bask in the winter sunshine that's now bathing the foliage around me. The formal gardens are, I suppose, as you would expect from a grand house like this. They're mapped out with raised beds lined with box hedges, and in and amongst all of the plants, herbs and various different specimens, there are fruit trees and other grand trees like yews, beech, and also a few oaks as well at the corners that just provide shelter to this wonderful haven for not just wildlife but for people like me who just want to come and sit down and enjoy the natural world for a little while, which I certainly have done on this audio walk today around Oakwell Hall Country Park. It's been a lovely balance, I feel, between history of the area and also the natural history around us as well. I do hope you've enjoyed joining me as we've wandered around. It's been a pleasure to have your ears along with me. If you have enjoyed this audio walk, then please check out more of our audio walks, and maybe even better, come and do this walk yourself by checking out our Leeds Break Free Packs. For information about the audio walks and our Leeds Break Free Packs and our other Break Free Packs as well, check out opencountry.org.uk and follow the respective links. I suppose I ought to remove myself from this bench now, as lovely as it is sitting here in the sun, and make my way back to my car and make my way home. But until next time, thank you ever so much once again for listening. It's bye for now from me.